The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
To be honest, I didn't know that I was hitting that milestone, so it came as a bit of a shock when I saw the graphic, which was quite nice. But yeah, I feel like I absolutely love that I've got my 1,000th goal, especially with FIFA. It's obviously the club that I love the most, and it's so special. I feel like, I don't know, I love the super shot now that it's been introduced, so I feel like that's probably where a lot of my career goals have come from. But yeah, hopefully 1,000 more in the green dress will be good.
When you got her debut on the weekend, you've obviously been around for a good couple of years now. How proud were you to share the court with her on her debut?
Honestly, I absolutely love Sloane. I think she's such a beautiful human and also an amazing netballer. So I feel like this moment has been a long time coming for her. And also the mother-daughter combo is absolutely incredible for the club and also for her and her mum and her family. But yeah, I just absolutely think Sloane smashed it, you know, coming into such a high-pressure game as well and, you know, trying to claw back the score with those super shots. I think she was incredibly composed. I think she showed that everything that she's been doing off the court, you know, at training and just all the extra effort that she's been putting in for so many years has really paid off in that moment, and I thought she absolutely smashed it.
What will the group be focusing on this week in the lead up to the Giants game as you guys look to get back on the...
Yeah, I think we'll be looking to consolidate the weekend that was. And I mean, the Thunderbirds are a great side. So for us, it's taking everything that I guess we got exposed at and room for us to grow, and then taking those areas and implementing that against the Giants. I think they're going to be looking for a win as well, being 0-2. So I think they're going to come out absolutely hungry. So it's for us almost seeing what we did against the Lightning and moments that we had where we were up and about in the first quarter and a half against the T-Birds, and how can we emulate that for a full 60-minute performance, because we know that it's there and we know we're capable, but it's just, yeah, nutting out that full 60-minute performance.
You'll likely face Erin O'Brien or newcomer silver fern Jane Watson. How do you prepare yourself to face them in the circle?
I think they've built a great combo over the last couple of rounds, and obviously together at pre-season, I think they're quite tall in that circle and quite rangy, so it's obviously great that we've just come up against the Thunderbirds because they are as well. So yeah, I know that there'll be a lot of changes, a lot of switches, and also they've got the capability of Jodie Anne coming back in hopefully as well, so that's exciting for them as a group. So for us, it'll just be making sure that we're sticking to our processes and don't want to give away too many secrets about what we're going to do, but yeah, we'll definitely take a look at them and what they've done in the past couple of weeks, and hopefully we can get back on the winners list.
Right, you've had two fantastic individual games back in the green dress. What do you think it is that's allowed you to come back and be in such a strong form?
I feel like I've got a bit of a new lease of life just being back in the West. I feel just really at peace with myself and kind of my off-court lifestyle. And I think when I'm thriving off-court, that just allows my on-court performances to, I guess, reflect how I'm feeling. And I absolutely love the girls. I think they're also a massive reason to why I'm loving being back on the court, and hopefully that reflects. But they give me so much confidence just to go to post and trust my ability. And I have so much fun with them as well. And then, of course, Dan and Shans, they know what to get out of my game, and Dan's incredible. He knows me for so many years now, so he knows me personally and knows exactly what I need to be able to perform out on the court. So yeah, just a whole big accumulation of lots of things being back in the West, and then of course the Green Army. I just absolutely love them. I love being a part of the community in the West, and I'm really competitive, so hopefully we can get back on the winners list this week.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sports and we're on the podcasts rail.